This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When we get together with our family to pack a shoebox for a child in need, we do it hoping and trusting our gift will make a difference. But most of us will never meet the person who receives our gift. Today, though, we're going to meet someone who knows just how much a shoebox gift can mean to a child. Sharon Kazari has recently moved to Melbourne to study, but she received a shoebox gift when she was a child in southern India. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Citrin.
So tell us about your childhood in southern India. What was your family situation like?
It was in 2001. My father and my mother were government employees. And when God called them to do his ministry among Gentiles, they just left their jobs, they resigned their jobs and came out. When they resigned the jobs, it was just upside down for us. It was like from top, we are hit to the bottom. There was no financial support. There is no moral support from the family. There was no financial support from the family. All our relatives have abandoned us just because my parents have left their government jobs to do God's work.
So that was a very dramatic change in your circumstances then.
Yes, it was. There were days where we didn't even have proper food, and there were days we didn't even have proper clothing.
Mm. How old were you at that time, Sharon?
In 2001, I was 6 years old. So, yes, that was when my parents came to do God's work. So we were not even in the position to pay the school fees. So I used to get punishments in school because of the dues that are left for over 8 months. Mm. I was scared to go to school. I don't want to go to school, but my mother and father kept on counseling me, giving me words, no, we will pay, God will give us, just believe in him. So I took their words and kept on going to school. When it was summer, I had a good summer. I went to do God's work among people in slum areas. So I just enjoyed that summer. And when it was just before 2 weeks for my school reopening, I was very scared to go to school because I was in need of each and everything that I need for the school opening.
So you're talking about school supplies, like your pens and pencils and that kind of thing?
Yes. The stationery, the bag, except the uniform, I need each and every other thing, like sketches, notes, pencils, erasers, sharpeners, socks. I need each and everything. So when I told my mother, Mommy, this is the thing, I don't want to go to school, she told me, why are you not believing in God? As you have seen so far, God didn't leave us. Even we are hit to the bottom, he didn't leave us. He has given us everything we need to run our day. So why are you not believing him? Just keep your each and every essential in your prayer and ask him. So I started praying, God, I need pencils, I need erasers, I need sharpeners, I need notes, I need socks, I need sketches. I asked him, keep me each and everything I need. So after 2 weeks, my father got a call from the church I was attending for Sunday school. They told him, bring your children here. When they didn't tell them what is going on there, what they are going to do there. So my father also didn't ask for anything. He just dressed us up and took us there. I was 7 when I went to the church that day.
And then what happened when you got there, Sharon?
I saw a heap of shoeboxes there, OCC shoeboxes. I don't know what was that. I don't know what was there in the boxes. So when I saw them, I found that there were some kind of gifts. I didn't even know that I'm going to receive it. So when I got there, they made us sing a song. They made us to do a prayer. And after that, they gave each and every children a box.
What was your feeling when you realized that this present was going to be for you?
That was awesome. I was like, when I received that present, it was like in my hands, it is more bigger. The when I saw it from far, it was just a small box. But when it came in my hands, it was like a more big shoebox that I have never seen.
Mm.
So when I received it, they kept the countdown and then told us to rip open the boxes. And when we opened the boxes, I found each everything I prayed for in that box. I prayed for pencils. I prayed for crayons. I prayed for notes. I prayed for pens. I prayed for erasers, sharpeners, socks. There was each and everything I asked for in that box. When I saw that, I just knelt and kept crying on. Thank you, God, for giving me this. Thank you for giving my needs and hearing my prayer.
Mm.
And then my Sunday school teacher saw what I was doing and came near and asked me, what was it? Why were you crying for? Then I told her, sister, I'm in need of all this, but when I prayed for 2 weeks, God has given me these things. When I told her, she told me about OCC and how was it prepared for me.
Hmm.
So then I knelt again and prayed. God, thank you for making OCC do this. Bless the children. Bless the child who prepared this for me. And make him to do more boxes that he can give to more children. That was the prayer I did when I was 7.
Well, it's amazing that obviously that you remember this moment so clearly, and here you are all these years later, and it's still very powerful, isn't it, the way it speaks to you that, God had remembered you and answered your prayer and sent you everything that you needed. So, Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for sharing your story.
Thank you for giving this opportunity. And thank God for making me come here and do this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's Sharon Kazari. She was a shoebox recipient when she was growing up in southern India. And as you could hear from Sharon, every single thing she needed was in that box. So if you want to find out more how you can pack and deliver a shoebox for someone just like Sharon, you can get more information at our website, hope1032.com.au. It really will make a difference.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.